Time for a brand new show here on Q92. It's called Wellness Wednesday, and we're happy to have Big Stone Therapies as our very first guest here on Wellness Wednesday. Kelly Whitnable and Matt Carmody are in the studio. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So first Wellness Wednesday show ever. We're going down in the history books, Kelly.
I know. We're pretty excited to be your first show.
And it won't be the last, so, right?
Thank goodness.
All right, Kelly Whitnable and Matt Carmody are in the studio. We're going to talk about Big Stone Therapies and what their job titles are. Let's talk about that first, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Whitnable. Yep. I'm a physical therapist assistant and an athletic trainer. I'm the clinic manager in Madison and Appleton Big Stone Therapies departments.
Okay. You told me before when I heard you're a PTA and an ATC. What is that?
Physical therapist assistant assists the physical therapists in performing physical therapy treatments on our patients in the clinic.
Okay.
And an ATC or an athletic trainer covers sporting activities. So I go to the Lacaparral School 2 days a week, see anybody that's injured. Matt and I cover all home football games and other sporting events at the local area schools.
Okay. Real good. Matt, how about you?
So I am actually a physical therapist. I have my doctorate degree in that. And then I'm also an EMT on the local ambulance. So that allows me to help Kelly on the sidelines. And so like Kelly said, helping her out with the football games, kind of fill in here and there at the other local games. I've also helped at other schools that need help. Okay. So
tell us a little bit about Big Stone Therapies overall.
So Big Stone Therapies has been in the area for, we'll be celebrating our 30th year in July of therapy. We started in about 5 towns in the area and have expanded to, I believe, close to 40 sites and 385 employees in 5 different states, I believe.
Yeah, I went on the website and I was flabbergasted how big it was, you know. Then it started here in this area, right?
Yep. Okay. It started actually in Ortonville, Sisseton, Wheaton, Graceville were the main clinics. Yep. I was one of the first employees, so I'm lucky enough to have been here 24 years.
24 years. Wow. And it's coming up on 30-year anniversary?
In July.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long have you been with Big Stone Therapies?
I will be 5 years this summer. Okay. So this is the first place that I started. I helped at a few clinics, and then Madison was where I was hired to be, and then that's where I've been since.
Okay. All right. Well, what's our subject that we're going to talk about today?
So the subject that Matt and I have been really working on is concussion treatment. And so we thought we would start off the show with talking about concussions and that they are rehabbable and that concussions don't only happen in athletics. They also happen quite frequently in the general population.
Okay. Yeah, concussions, it's in the news a lot, especially in the sports world, right? So
correct. Yep. I last year did a 9-month concussion management course through Evidence in Motion. And so since then, Matt and I have been working together treating the majority of the concussion patients that get referred to us.
Explain exactly what a concussion is. What happens to your brain? Is that good questions for you guys? You're not a medical doctor, but...
Kind of. There's not really, you know, I didn't go through the course like Kelly did, but we did have a continuing ed course that they did this summer that I went to, and there really isn't a good way to explain what a concussion is. You know, it depends on what medical field you talk to. You're going to get a little bit different explanation of what a concussion is. You know, in general, it's a mild brain injury, and then from there, it can be a cascade of other events that happen within your brain that create a whole host of symptoms. You know, people always think that it's just a few symptoms here and there, but there is a whole host of things that people can experience after concussion. And I know kind of the big thing that I usually tell people is if you're having any strange symptom after you've had any sort of head hit, fall, things like that, usually it can be related to a concussion. It's not a weird thing because there is a multitude of things that can happen.
Okay. And actually, there is 40 different diagnosis.
Working diagnosis.
Yeah, 40 different
explanations.
Explanations for what a concussion is.
Does the brain swell then when you have a concussion, or just
it? You know what, Ken? Okay. That's one of those ones where when you start getting the swelling and some of the things where you start seeing changes on an image, usually that kind of goes a little bit out of your concussion, and then you're starting to talk more of a kind of a TBI or a traumatic brain injury. Okay. But a concussion is a form of that TBI, the traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
And that's kind of the other hard thing too, is like I just alluded to, you know, there's nothing, no imaging out there that allows you to say, yes, you have a concussion,
right.
You know? And like I said, once you get to that point where there are changes, then that's usually a little bit out of what therapy can help you with. And then you got to doctor a little bit more, because that's more on the TBI side of it.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how you treat concussions then, Kelly. How is it treated?
Well, first of all, the doctor would send them to Matt, and Matt would do a full concussion evaluation to determine what type of concussion do they have. There are 6 different types of concussions, which is determined by signs and symptoms that they are portraying. Vestibular is one, oculomotor is one, cognitive fatigue,
migraine, headache.
Okay. Yeah. So we look at that and then determine, how are we going to treat this person? Now, when it comes to on the field or athletics, if I'm at a sporting event or mat, we are going to do what's called a SCAT 5. And a SCAT 5 is a concussion sideline assessment that we go through different types of tests to determine, do we need to refer them on to the ER because it's a medical emergency and there are red flags, or is it something that we can look at, monitor, and get treatment and move them forward from that standpoint.
Like what kind of tests do you give them on the sidelines?
Some of it's just basically, are they alert? Are they oriented?
Ask them where they're at, what their names are.
Time, place,
okay.
Who are you playing, what's the score? And then we will go into some memory type questions, asking them to count backwards, asking them to do the months backwards, giving them a list of 5 words that they need to repeat.
Okay.
And then we test delay memory later on in the test, where we go back and have them recall those words.
Okay.
We also look at what's called VOMS, which is eye tracking, some vestibular things. We look at balance.
Okay.
It's about 5 pages, takes about 20 minutes to do
And usually at that point, you know, when the kid's on the field, if someone has a suspect, you know, hey, they're down, go check it out. Maybe they have a head injury. You know, we can do a pretty quick, really the VOMS, the eye stuff is a really quick one. You know, if the coach is on you, or in say wrestling where you don't have a whole lot of time to determine this, you can do a quick assessment with that and say, yeah, they're good to go, or no, we need to do the full SCAT 5. Okay. And that's, so we have a kind of a quick assessment so we can let the coach know, the referee know things. And if we're seeing things, then usually it's, let's go to the SCAT 5, and then that's where, you know, it takes that 20 minutes, and then we do repeat it a few times throughout the course of the game or after the game.
So you hear a lot about concussion protocol. The athlete has to pass so many certain tests daily or whatever to get back on the field, right?
Correct. So if they have any signs or symptoms of a concussion, they are not allowed on that day to return to activity without being cleared by a medical professional trained in concussions. Typically, different schools have different protocols. The State High School League does have a protocol. Within Big Stone Therapies, we follow that protocol as well as have our own standards that we're going by. Typically, if something happens, we're going to have the school do an impact test with them. All of our athletes, 7 through 12, have a baseline impact test. And so if they sustain a head injury, they will have a post test, which is then with Big Stone Therapies read by a doctor in Marshall.
Okay.
And it comes back, is it a concussion? Is it not? If it is a concussion, we have 6 phases of activity that they need to be able to go through in order for us to clear them to return to activity. So they need to be cleared on the impact test as well as go through the six stages before we will return them to full activity. Mm-hmm. And they can only do one stage every 24 hours of the physical activity. And the reason is sometimes their symptoms will go down until they start doing activities. Right. So we want to make sure that the brain is healed so that they don't sustain another head injury. Right. Every consequent one can tend to be a little bit worse with less impact.
Okay.
And really, and with like those steps too, they're kind of a graded exposure. You know, the first one we're doing really basic stuff. You know, it's just very light things working up all the way to, usually we don't do the last phase or two in the clinic because it's return to sport, return to activity. So a lot of times they'll be on my caseload and Kelly's caseload at the clinic. We get them, when we get them to that, I think it's phase five, then usually it's okay, you're done with us. Now Kelly's going to kind of monitor you out at the school and we can get you back into practice. And and then if everything goes, you know, realistically, 6 days is the quickest you can get back, you know, per the protocol. So, you know, and that's a state protocol, you know, we don't really have say in that. It's, we got to follow what the state has put in place.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Kelly Whitnable and Matt Carmody from Big Stone Therapies on Wellness Wednesday. Well, let's get away from sports a little bit. You say concussions can happen to anybody. You don't have to be an athlete, right?
Correct. Anytime you have a slip, fall, motor vehicle accident, any type of activity that causes repetitive head movement, you can sustain concussion-related symptoms. And since I've done my course, I've had one or two patients that come in for therapy. They have odd symptoms, and we picked up that they were diagnosed with a concussion 9 months ago and have never been treated and haven't been able to function. Mm-hmm. And so we start treating their symptoms and they get better.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you treat a person for concussion?
So like Kelly had alluded to earlier, we go through a comprehensive, I've got a, with our system, I have a whole thing that we go through with the evaluation. And normally what I tell people is I say, you know, we're going to get through what we can. And if we have to do some more the next time, we're going to, just because my goal isn't to make them very symptomatic. I can do that very easily if I want to, but that's not my goal. So we try and figure out where their deficits are. You know, it could be, is it neck pain? Are they having headaches? Are they having issues with their eyes, dizziness, you know, balance, different things like that. And then based on what I see in my evaluation and kind of get them in the category, then we can try to get them put into the right treatment type things and treat those symptoms.
Okay.
And then sometimes one symptom will clear out and other symptoms will show up. So we kind of clear out one thing and then keep clearing them out until we can get them back to being able to function.
What are some of the most common symptoms of a concussion? Dizziness, headaches, what?
Dizziness, headaches, neck pain, feeling like their eyes are funny, sensitivity to light, sensitivity to noise. Those are usually the big ones that we see.
Do you have to hit your head to have a concussion?
You do not. You know, that's kind of a misconception. People say, well, I fell and my head never touched the ground. Well, that doesn't mean you didn't have a concussion, you know.
That was a good question, wasn't it?
It was a really good question.
Great question.
Okay. Another misconception, it used to be that you should be in a dark room and you shouldn't do anything until your symptoms subside. Now, what studies are showing is that people with longer symptoms have done that. And the longer they do that, the longer their symptoms go on. Okay. So now what they're saying is after, you should try to avoid things that aggravate your system for a few days. Rest is important, but starting rehab after 48 hours can help start teaching them how to accommodate and make changes to avoid their symptoms from being over exaggerated.
Okay. Interesting subject, that's for sure, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, thanks, Kelly and Matt, for coming in and being our first show on Wellness Wednesday. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next couple months, too. So
sounds good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. I should mention Big Stone Therapies has offices in Madison and Appleton, just in our Q92 listener, Mineota, Ortonville.
Hortonville, Millbank, Wheaton. Okay. There's a lot of Big Stone therapies in this area, Granite Falls.
Right. And if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
They can contact me at, or Matt and I both, at the Madison Clinic, which is 320-698-7162. Or if they live in the Appleton area, they can contact me in Appleton at 320-289-8503.
All right. Thanks, Matt, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly. Thanks. That's Kelly Whitnable and Matt Carmody from Big Stone Therapies.